基督活在我们心中。
Christ lives in our hearts.
他的卑微的住在我们的里面。
He humbly lives within us.
叫我们感到力量，有力量行走这一个属天的道路。
So we have the strength to walk this heavenly journey.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
又一次机会跟弟兄姊妹一起分享。
Another opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
你们坐得好远啊。
You are so far away.
OK.我们再念两处的圣经，一处是在《使徒行传》第十六章。
Let's read two more verses. Acts chapter 16.
我们十六章从第六节读到第十节。我读中文啊，请五雷弟兄，我们亲爱弟兄来读英文，请就弟兄姊妹听。弟兄姊妹，请听。圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的边界。他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。他们就越过美西亚，下到特洛亚去。在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这个异象，我们随即想往要往马其顿去，因为我们相信神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Acts chapter 16 verse 6 to 10. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
还有一处是在耶利米书第三十一章。如果你们有圣经可以翻到。我们也念两节，三十五节跟三十六节。
Chapter 31st, verse 35 and 36.
当以色列神的选民以色列犯罪远离神，神他们落在这一个被掳的光景的里面，可是神说日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
The Lord said, and the day will come, and I will have a new testament with the house of Israel.
好，我现在读三十五节、三十六节。主耶稣，这个耶和华神这么说。他说那使太阳白日发光，使星月有定律，黑夜发亮，又搅动大海，使海中波浪喷涌的万军之耶和华是他的名。他如此说，这些定律若能在我面前废掉，以色列的后裔也就在我面前断绝，永不再成国。这是耶和华说的。
Verse 35 and 36. This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me. This is what the Lord says.
神启示我们，叫我们看。你看一看太阳白日发光，你看看晚上星月有定律，你看到黑夜发亮又搅动大海，海中波浪的喷涌，这些都有定律的。
And the Lord revealed to us, just look, and look the sun to shine by day, and the decrease of moon and stars to shine by night, and who stirs up the sea?
科学家、天文学家可以算出下一次彗星的显现的时间的，因为它是有定律的。
And scientists can calculate the next time the comet shows up because there's a decree on them.
他说这些定律若能在我面前废掉，以色列的后裔也就在我面前断绝，永不再成国。
And only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me.
但是我们都知道神不改变。
But we know that God will never change.
他救我们就救我们到底。
And he saved us to the end.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
And he loved us to the end.
所有蒙恩得救的人在他的里面他都认识。
Everyone who was saved by him, he will save them to the end.
他的恩典存到万代。
And his grace is everlasting.
他的恩典够我们用。
And his grace is all sufficient.
为什么会这样子？神要在这里强调这件事。
Why God emphasize here?
耶利米书十七章第九节
In the Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9
他说到人心比万物都诡诈坏到极处谁能识透呢
It says that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure Who can understand it?
我耶和华是鉴察人心试验人肺腑的要照个人所行的和他做事的结果来对待他
I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve.
人的心思好像山路一样。
And my heart is like the mountainous road.
一下山高，山峰一下山谷。
And sometimes up and sometimes down.
一下开朗，一下深沉。
And sometimes wide and sometimes deep and narrow.
圣经告诉我们神的话告诉我们是因为人伤破伤人的心伤损破碎
and the words of God told us that because the heart of man is broken
你不信你问问你姊妹就知道了
and if you don't believe it ask your sister
有的时候你问问你的弟兄就知道了
or ask your brother
他说到了一种地步是无药可救
to a degree that's beyond cure
对不起是无可救药
It's beyond cure
因为不是没有药可救而是到了无可救药的地步
And there's no way to cure it
所以说谁也不能够明白也不能理解也没有把握
Nobody can understand and nobody have the confidence
诡诈
Deceitful heart
这个字的意思是最抓住脚跟了。
And the meaning of this word is that a thing has catch your
catch the
feel.
是，他是说是被诱骗的意思，被诱骗的意思。
And was deceived.
所以人是被诱骗、被抓住了以后，所以人所做的连自己都不明白。
And because man has been deceived and been caught.So they don't understand what they're doing.
他知道该做的，哎，他却不去做。
They knew what needs to be done, but they don't do it.
他知道被告诉他你不该去做的，哎，他偏偏去做。
And he knows that what he should not do, but he does it.
你问问你孩子。
Ask your children.
不用讲太大的道理，你我想我们这自己就知道了。
And no big theory. Think about it.You can understand.
他说人的心啊，崎岖不平，高低不平，好像山的路一样。
And the heart of man is like the mountainous road; it's crooked.
心思、情感、意志都一下深沉，难以猜测。
And our minds, emotion, and our will are hard to guess.
我们的经历就是告诉我们，知人知面，不知心。
And our experience told us that you know the man, you know the face, but you don't know the heart.
这个耶利米书告诉我坏到极处，这个意思就是医学的名词，就是讲到人的心已经伤损破碎，到了无可救药了。
And in the Jeremiah here mentions that about man's heart is beyond cure. Actually, it's from a medical term. It means that the doctor has no way to cure it.
为什么
？Why？
因为你不承认你是病人。
Because you do not admit that you are sick.
因为我们不承认罪人不认为自己是罪人，病人不认为自己是病人，你就不会去找医生。
And because you don't admit that you're sick, or the sinner don't admit that he's a sinner, you wouldn't find a doctor.
所以不是无药可救，是无可救药。
And actually, it's not beyond cures just because you don't seek for cure.
人心筹算自己的道路啊。
And men's mind, they plan their own way.
人的心狭窄。
And their hearts are so narrow.
人的心骄傲。
And there's so much pride in it.
狭窄到一定，你怎么对我，我也怎么对你。圣经上有知名词叫做以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
And it's so narrow to a point, whatever you treat me, I will treat back the same way. And to a point, we heard the saying that says, an eye for an eye and teeth for teeth.
可是造天地万物的主这么说。
But the God who created the heavenly earth, he said,
我原先造你们是好的。
When I created you, it's good.
你虽然堕落了，今天他预备了一个恩典，救赎的恩典，可以把我们从这样的环境里面挽回回来。
Even though you were fallen, I've prepared a redemption grace to get you back.
所以说耶利米书继续讲到说，正是如此，神是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的神。
And because of that, in Jeremiah it says, I the Lord search the heart and examine the mind.
他是大医生。
He is a great surgeon.
他的诊方，他的处方。
And his prescription.
鞭伤。
And it's his wound.
我自己来承担。
And he take our punishment.
要付钱吗？要这个诊金多少钱呢？
Is there a fee for this cure?
谁得到神的恩典付了钱呢？
Who paid for it?
都是白白的恩典吗？
It's all free.
这个恩典教导人能够认罪，能够悔改。
And this grace teaches us to admit that we are sinner and let us to repent.
很奇妙啊，恩典叫我们能够。你看刚刚我们唱的那首诗歌 ，John Newton 他的经历。
As the hymn that we just sang, the experience of John Newton.
他这一个恩典却叫人能够知罪，能够回转。
And this grace let us repent and know that we are a sinner.
可是很多人知罪，知道错了，悔改，但是却没有方向，不知道回到哪里去。
But many of us that know we are sinner, but do not know the direction of the repentance.
还是没找到这个医生。
They still haven't found this doctor.
但是他这个恩典也仍然能够叫我们不仅悔改，能够还悔改认罪，同时还要我们回转面向这位医生，这位基督，这位神的儿子。
So this grace not let us into admit that we are sinner, but let us into this great doctor.
不但如此，恩典带领我们与他同，知道他的心，能够与他同行。
And not only that, grace will let us to walk with them.
所以弥迦书第六章第八节就告诉我们。
So Micah chapter 6 verse 8 said,
世人啊，耶和华已经指示你什么叫何为善，他向你要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存怜谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
He said, He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
是神来寻找人。
It's God who searches man.
是这个医大医生成就了他的医，完成了一个医治的方法以后，然后来寻找你我，然后要我们能够带进他的，在靠着他的恩典，能够带到他完全的拯救里。
And it's this great surgeon who accomplished this cure. And he's seeking man into this cure.
马其顿是罗马帝国的一个省份。
And Macedonia is a province of the Roman Empire.
我有一个图啊，是叫大家可以看到当初他们怎么走的。
I had a map showing their journey.
这是中文就是了。 大家可以看中文的话，就可以看得到。
It's Chinese in Chinese.
意大利半岛中间这个巴尔干半岛的下半尾端就是希腊半岛，北边在当时罗马帝国就是叫马其顿省，南边叫亚该亚。
You can see that these peninsulas and the Macedonia and is
yeah 然后它的西边，它的东边，它的东边就是叫做美西亚，yeah 美西亚。然后这个地方，它就到了这个整个地方。那还有另外一张图，是保罗的行踪。
Another map.
我们知道这个地理的环境，就叫我们能够在这里把荣耀归给神。
If we really know the geographic situation, we can give glory to the Lord.
因为同样的一件事情，当主耶稣复活升天的时候，告诉你们要从耶路撒冷到经过撒玛利亚，一直到地极，做成为我的见证。
And because our Lord has commanded his disciples that Acts, he said that the Holy Spirit comes on you and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
他说这要等到圣灵降下的时候，你们就必得着能力。
And when the Spirit comes to you, you will have the power.
这一位神自己，三一神的自己，神圣灵。
And the one of the God Himself, the Holy Spirit.
他来要引导寻找世上的人。
He comes to find and to lead the lost man.
当我们主在地上的时候，完成了神救赎的恩典。
And when our Lord was on earth, He accomplished the saving grace of God.
他说我去，圣灵要来。
He said, I leave, but the Holy Spirit will come.
圣灵这一来，你要明白我一切的真理。
And he comes that you can understand all I have said.
圣灵保惠师就是安慰师。
And the Holy Spirit is the counselor, the comforter.
他讲到说他要在这里要把一件事情引导我们在这里，所以你要知道为什么当时保罗他们一行走到了这一个他经过了走到腓立比之前的时候，走到这个罗马的，走到了马其顿，过马其顿以前的时候。
They passed Philippi and before they reached Macedonia.
圣经上很清楚地告诉我们。
Clearly, Bible tells us.
他禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
And the Holy Spirit prevent them to preach.
不要忘记，他们是被呼召出来讲传讲神话语，并且有果效的。有时机的事情。
And remember that they were called to preach the gospel of God, and a wide door has been opened.
可是现在这一位他里面住在他们里面的灵来这里告诉他禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
But the Holy Spirit prohibited them to preach in Asia.
他们还有他自己的想法。
And they have their own thoughts.
他们就经过吕佛家，你看到没有？吕佛家在这个地方。
And they passed Refugia.
他就想下到特罗亚的地方去，到那边，然后呢，他要到往比推尼去。
To Troas and then to Pisania.
可是他说耶稣的灵不许。
And the spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
他们本来想比推尼往北走。
And they planned to go north.
可是是耶稣的灵不许，他们就到了特罗亚。
But the spirit of Jesus did not allow them, so they went to Troas.
小亚细亚这边这块地最西边的一个海港。
This is one of the most west port of the minor, Asia Minor.
几年前我们跟弟兄姊妹一起去。
Several years ago, we went there with some other brothers.
走保罗的行踪。
And we walked through the journey of Paul.
我们走到这一块的地方。
And then we went to these places.
我们心中里面很有感觉。
And we are deeply touched in our hearts.
很奇妙。
It's so amazing.
Amazing. 为什么？ 圣灵这样做，然后要把神的福音、恩典的福音送到欧洲大地、欧洲去。
When in God's gracious plan that God's wish is spread to Europe.
并且当神要把福音送去欧洲大陆的时候，罗马这块地方有从罗马的共和国已经被独立成了罗马的帝国，并且后三雄的然后把它统一起来，然后归成一个两个省，一个是北边的马其顿省，南边的就是所谓的亚该亚省。
Well, actually, by that time, the Roman Republic has become Roman Empire, and they split into three provinces. One is Macedonia, and one is Achaia.
我们很稀奇。
We are amazed.
当神的工作要做的时候，不是靠着势力，不是靠着才能，是神的灵能够方能够成事的。
When God accomplishes His work, it's not by power or talent, it's by His Spirit.
这边预备他的传道，传道的人同时要按照他的旨意，按照他的意思，按照圣灵的意思，按照神的旨意去往他要指定的地方去。
It is according to the will of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that they went their journey.
我要去的地方，神早就在人的历史中掌权，来预备了那一块地方，然后好叫福音能够传过去。
Because God is in control in man's power. God has planned this path.
圣灵引导。
The guidance of the Spirit.
他们的行程受圣灵的禁止跟不许。
And on the journey, they were prohibited by the Spirit.
却被带到了特罗亚。
And they were led to Troas.
在那个地方，就是刚刚弟兄姊妹唱的那首诗歌。
And at that place, it's you hear the hymn that we just the choir sing.
那个诗歌所说的。
What that's exactly what the hymn describes.
马其顿人站着说，请你们过来马其顿来帮助我们。
A man of Macedonia standing there and begging him, come over to help us.
是谁开始的
？Who started?
是不是神的自己开始的？
It started by God Himself.
哎，这些弟兄们在一起的时候，他们就一起下了个结论。哦，这是神实在在招我们去传福音给那里的人来听。
And they had a conclusion that God called us to preach the gospel to them.
他们就起了念，随即马上就要想到马其顿去。
And then they immediately that they were ready to got ready to leave Macedonia.
他们开船从特雷亚经过中间有个岛叫做沙摩特拉，然后第二天就到了尼加坡利，然后他们就来到了菲利比。
And they start from Macedonia and through the islands and reach the Philippi.
路加写的《使徒行传》。
And it's Dr. Luke that wrote this Gospel of Luke.
就像他自己在圣经上在路加福音跟使徒行传所说，他是个医生啊，他是经过临床的，他是经过诊断过的，然后清清楚楚的，然后来弄清楚，然后他把它记载下来的。
Just as recorded in Luke and Acts, and this Luke as a doctor, he had all the first-hand experiences, and he recorded it.
圣经是讲了一个来形容腓立比的时候，他说这是罗马的住房城。
And when mentioning about Philippi, it's a city that had a Roman army there.
是一个罗马的殖民地的意思。如果你看英
文的话 colony. It's Roman colony.
很奇妙哦。
It's amazing.
当这一个罗马帝国要开始的时候，这一个将军带了意大利的兵队军过来，然后追杀安东尼的时候，当他们战胜了以后，这些兵就留在了马其顿的这个地方。
It's because of a war that the Roman generals they led the soldiers to chase after Antonio, and later they reached here and the soldiers get settled down, and that's how the city starts.
所以你在腓立比书里面可以看到，他这里面有什么御林军，有许多的这些军队。他在这里的时候，当人他留下来的时候，那他就成了一个殖民地。
And actually, in the books, you can see that in Philippi, you see that there are the royal guards, and later this becomes a city.
这重点是他们这个殖民地的地所享受的，就是跟罗马的意大利的那一个的公民的权利是一样的。
Because it's a colony, they have the exactly the same privilege as their own Roman cities.
保罗他跟他们到了腓立比这个城。
And Paul reached Philippi.
有一对，应该是，他们说他们是有一个妇女在河边聚会，在那里敬拜神，在那里祷告。
And there's a place by the river that women gathered up and prayed the Lord.
我们相信解经圣经的人告诉我们，这可能是犹太教的人，他们认识神，但是不认识弥赛亚，不认识这位基督。
And some guess that these might be.Israelites, they know the Lord, but they don't know how to worship.
保罗他们把像吕底亚这一家这个人，他说传了就把恩典的福音告诉他。
God shared Paul shared the gospel to the family of Lydia.
他说他虽然不认识耶稣，但是主却开导他的心，他就留心听这个福音。
And even though she did not know the She's a worshiper of God, and God opened her heart and responded to Paul's message.
她接受了。
And she received this message.
她接受了这个恩典的福音。
She received this gracious gospel.
并且她也受了浸。
And she was baptized.
所以吕底亚她得救以后，她就带领她的全家也去得到这一个恩典的福音，也就得救。
After Lydia was saved, she led her entire family to be saved.
并且她打开她的家，让弟兄姊妹来聚会。
And she opened her house and for brothers and sisters to gather and worship.
在腓立比属的教会从这里开始。
And this is how the Philippi church starts.
吕底亚的全家都得救。
Because the entire family of Lydia were saved.
叫我们知道神跟人之间有一个中保。
And that we know that.There was a media between man and God.
就是早在旧约里面，他们所知道的那一位要来的弥赛亚。
This is a Messiah that is known long time ago, recorded in the Old Testament.
就是基督要来拯救他们。
That Christ comes to save them.
结果是这个凡是接待这一个基督的，他就赐给他们生命。
And whoever received this Christ Jesus.God will give them life.
凡接待神儿子的，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
And whoever received this, the Son of God, will have the privilege to be Son of God.
吕底亚一家可能不明白，他知道有神，但是他不知道有基督。
And the family of Lydia probably know the existence of God, but they do not know Christ Jesus.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你是有神论、无神论，那还不没有，你们还没有得救。
And the brothers and sisters, if you are still arguing this theory of the God's existence or not, you haven't been saved yet.
问题有没有得着这一位神所预备的救赎者主？
And the real question is, have you received this redemption and the Savior the Lord has promised?
为什么呢？因为他们无知。
Why? Because he does not have this knowledge.
你记得主耶稣在十字架上说。就是赦免他们呐、啊，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们自己不知道。
Remember on the cross, our Lord said, "God, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
人的心啊，是无可救药。
And the men's hearts are beyond cure.
但是他却让他能够知无知，他但是神却叫他知道，他是错了，他有病，他需要医生。
They were ignorant.But God let them know that they're wrong.
怎么知道呢？
How can they know?
因为所谓的基督，他就是先知，他就是神，把神的意思能够启示，告诉他，能够人知道自己错了，自己有病。
Because one of the meaning of the Christ is a prophet. He He speak for God and let them know that they're wrong.
他们在活在罪恶的过犯的里面。
And they live in their transgressions.
敬拜神，但是却跟神没有关系。
They worship God but don't have a relation with God.
没有那个和好。
And they don't have the harmony, the peace with God.
他是活在一个捆绑的里面。
They live in a bondage.
可是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他的儿子成了一个奴仆的形象。
And God's son becomes image of a slave.
他是原来，他本来就是神。
He is God.
但是他能愿意把自己降卑，降到能够成为一个人，一个奴仆的样子。
But he humbled himself into an image of a man, of a slave.
在一个受限制的里面。
Into such a limitation.
可是因着他的受限制。
Because he's so limited.
他来完成在十字架，经过十字架，然后升上高天，又十三天死里复活，完成了神心意中救赎的过程。恩典给我们用。
God's grace is sufficient.
有的时候啊，你真的弟兄姊妹，我今天觉得今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通，就是一个很重要的一件事情。
I want to share a very important thing here.
你来的时候有没有一个倾盆大雨
？Did you have a heavy rain when you came here?
你们感觉怎么样
？How do you feel?
你心起不起伏、啊、
？Is your heart went up and down?
像不像山谷山路啊
？Is it like the mountainous roads?
丧命啊！
We're in danger.
过一滩水。
And pass through the waters.
过得去过不去。
Can we pass it?
有哪几位在这个时候是祷告的？
Anyone who prayed?
感谢赞美主。你知道路，这就是腓立比教会得着的。他说你要凡事一无挂虑。
And thank the Lord, this is the grace that the Philippi church have received.
这位又真又活的神，他的灵住在你里面，也在天上执政。
This true and living God lives in your heart. He will correct you and lead you.
他说你要凡事借着祷告、祈求加上感谢，把你心中的想的告诉神。
And through the prayer and let God know what's in your heart.
叫你的心，我们能够在耶稣基督里面。能够叫我们的心怀意念能够得到保守。
So our minds and thoughts can be kept in Christ Jesus.
人心的拯救。
The salvation of the man's mind.
是很奇妙的。
It's an amazing thing.
从一个光景转就变成一个活的。
From one situation to another, from a death situation to a life situation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所以在诗篇126篇就告诉我们。
So in Psalm 126.
当这些被掳的人啊回来的时候，心开得放了，得释放的时候。
When the Israelites came back from the captivity.
好像那个南地的水复流。
And it's like the restore the fortune. It's like the stream in the Negev.
南地是个沙漠之地啊。
And the Negev is a desert land.
无水之地啊。
Without water.
但是神在旷野中开道路，在沙漠中开江河。
Because the God, God opened the rivers in the desert.
压伤的芦苇它不折断。
And the broken wheat, the wounded wheat, he will not broke.
江城的灯火它不吹灭。
And the dim light, he will not blow away.
他的恩典的里面，叫我们这个里面的人能够刚强起来。
And his grace will let the man in us to be strong.
叫我们能靠着他所创开始的那个信心。
Because he created the faith in us.
能够靠着信心，这个信心像一把锁，一个钥匙，一个开，一个 knob.
The faith is like a knob.
你可以打开这一个门。
to open the door.
进到这个恩典的里面。
Open the door to the grace.
能够叫我们能够里面的人能够刚强起来。
So that our inner man can be grown up and strong.
能够看见接受这一位又真又活的神以及他所预备的完成的已经成了的恩典。
To see and receive this true and living God and all he has accomplished.
所以我们的主耶稣在十字架上说是成了。
So, on the cross, our Lord said, done.
人做事都说完了。
And we say it's all finished.
你考试考完了。
It's to the end.
你我们说考试考成了。
So when we have our stuff, we always describe it as everything just comes to an end.
你如果考试考成了，那你大概毕业了。
And in God, it's accomplished. And if after exam, you say accomplished,
可是我们的主在十字架上所成就的救赎是成了。
On the cross, God has accomplished.
我们是在他已经完成恩典，圣灵把我们带到那个恩典的里面去。
God has accomplished this grace, and Holy Spirit just led us into that grace.
在当时腓立比。
At the Philippi of that times,
除了有这样吕底家一个从他是从推从小亚细亚过来的
，and Lydia, the family of Lydia, they moved from Asia Minor.
但是除了他以外，还有一个女奴
，and there's also a slave girl.
还有一个罗马的狱卒。
And there's a Roman royal soldier.
你要知道，这一个从意大利过来的人，还有这些移民的地方，这些被受希腊文化的影响的这一个城市。
And there are so many immigrants influenced by the Roman culture.
保罗在腓立比书讲说，他我们是在一个弯曲悖逆的时代的里面。
And in the book of Philippians, it says that we are in a generation of cricket.
他们希望能够通过一些灵媒啊来占卜啊，然后渴望来得到救赎的方法。
And they want to get some way of salvation through some evil spirit, media of evil spirit.
这个女孩子，这个少女 ，young girl，
this young slave girl，
她说她是被占卜的灵来受来附着的。
And she had a communication with the evil spirit.
她所以叫她女奴，是因为她有个主人。
And we call her a slave girl because she had a master.
因为她可以占卜，然后好像告诉你将来这个，所以她就可以收钱，她就发财。
And she made her master rich.
Amazing 的事，奇妙的事。
What's amazing?
她看到保罗从她跟她的一起迎面而来的时候
，and when they saw that Paul walking toward her，
居然能够认识他
，and she knew him，
奇不奇妙
？Is that amazing？
他说这是至高者的神的仆人
，this is a servant of the high God。
他要传的是救人之道 ，the way of salvation，and
he preaches the way of salvation。
保罗奉主耶稣的名吩咐鬼出来，鬼就从这个人出来了。
And Paul drives the evil spirit out.
这个女奴得释放。
And this slave girl was relieved.
更是却为了这个事情，保罗跟他们跟希腊就被下到监里面。
And because of Paul and Silas, they were put into jail.
他们为了传福音，他结果被下在监里面，衣裳被拔掉了。
And because of spreading the gospel, they were put into jail.
他把他衣裳都拔掉了。
They took away his clothes.
他也打了他好多棍子。
And they were beaten.
两个脚还上上木狗。木狗。
And their foot has cuffs on it.
Yeah, the fast their feet in the foot 在 stock 上面。
Stock.
所以呢，他就被下，并且下在 inner prison， 就是监牢的深处里面。
They were deep in the prison。
还要派了那个狱卒来管来看守，紧紧严谨的看守。
And guarded by the jailers。
哎，监牢关住的人，可是神却有办法哟。
Even though, seems they're in captivity in jail, but God has His way.
保罗跟希拉是在那里唱诗祷告。
And Paul and Silas say, sing hymns.
赞美神。
And praise the Lord.
这些囚犯也听见了。
And all these prisoners, they heard this.
忽然间地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都动摇了，监门也打开了，所有的手铐通通锁链通通松开来。
And suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison were shaken.
弟兄姊妹，所有的神迹。
And all the miracles.
是神动的指头。
It's God that who moved His fingers.
是叫我们被指向到引导到他的救恩里头去。
So we can be pointed and led into His salvation.
这个看守的狱卒紧张了。
And the jailer was so nervous.
他们要自杀了。
To a point that he almost gonna kill himself.
保罗说你不可以这样子做，我们都没走，都在这。
And Paul said that don't hurt yourself, we are all here.
狱卒问了一句很奇妙的话。
And amazingly, the jailer asked Paul,
我怎么样才可以得到这个 salvation?
What must I do to be saved?
你记得那个女儒先告诉他，他们谈的恩典的福音是一个 the way of salvation.
I remember that slave girl and the opponent Paul said they preach the way of salvation.
这个罗马的禁足狱卒啊，这一个兵丁啊，有权柄的，但是他在这里却一无所处。他可以关注别人，但是他自己也要得释放。
And when we look at this Roman jailer, that he has no way but to ask the way of salvation, because he himself is a prisoner.
保罗、希拉他们就把主的道讲给他们听。让他全家都听信，然后他们就全家得拯救。
And Paul and Silas spoke the word of the Lord to the jailer and to all the others in his house.
他说：“你当信主耶稣，就必得救。”
And believe Jesus, and you and your family will be saved.
当信主耶稣，就必得救。
And believe, and you will be saved.
所以他们就悔改。
And they repented.
他们悔改了以后，他有个动作很有意思，他就把保罗他们一个，因为他被打伤了嘛，在有带着伤痕有血迹，他们就带他去洗伤。
And they had a reaction after they get saved. They took Paul and Silas to their home and washed their wounds.
就在这个时候。
And immediately.
就在那个洗伤的时候。
At that very moment,
他说圣经告诉我，他和属他家他的人立刻就受了浸。
And the jailer and all his family were baptized.
借着受浸表明他们跟这一个神的约是有关系的，是包括在这个约里的。
And through this baptism, to reveal that they are related, they are included in the covenant.
借着这个受洗表示他们跟属耶稣在当时的在十字架上受死是有关系的，是属于的，是有份的。
And through this baptism to testify they are in the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
借着受洗来表示说他们实在是跟主的耶稣的基督的复活是有关联的。
And this baptism testifiesThey are included in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着受浸，他们得到救赎，知道圣灵将把神的恩惠的道坐在他们的身上。
And through this baptism, they receive the salvation and know that the word of word of God will be upon them.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that those whoever believes shall not perish but have life eternal.
保罗在腓立比传道
，and Paul preached in Philippi，
受痛苦
，and he suffered，
被人凌辱
，and mocked，
他带着伤痕就经过了安菲波利、亚波利亚，然后就到了帖撒罗尼迦
，and with all his wounds he reached Thessalonica。
他一进到那个城里面，帖撒罗尼迦是马其顿的省会
，and Thessalonica is the first city of the province of Macedonia.
等于它的像 capital 一样。
capital。
所以他在这里的时候，并且马其顿很奇妙的事情，在帖撒罗尼迦是经过一个马其顿大帝国里面，它通往到东方的叫做有一个大道，就马罗马的古栈道，现在我们去看得到。
And actually, it was on a great pathway from the key way from Roman to the east.
叫做 Ignatia 大道。
The name of the path is called Ignatia.
你就想到奇怪哟、哦，他们怎么能够有路可以把福音这样一直传到罗马去
？And you'll be amazed that how they find a way to spread the gospel to Rome.
我们有六位弟兄姊妹现在在 Kansas City 很贫穷的地方，在他们那里传福音。
We have six brothers and sisters. They are sharing gospel in the poor areas of Kansas City.
主给你们开了路。
The Lord opened the door for you.
主先装备我们。
God first equipped us.
主装备保罗、希拉，然后用圣灵在他们身上差遣他们到神要他们的地方去地方，把福音传给他。
God equipped us, equipped Paul and Silas, and then just led them to the place that he wanted them to go.
保罗说：“我领受了叫人，他叫领受了那个叫和好的。”他自己能够与神和好。
And first Paul he received the harmony with God, peace with God.
我们这些弟兄姊妹，你看到他在这里去这个蒙恩得救，受浸归在主的名下的。
And we believe and baptize in the name of the Lord.
当他们与神和好，今天他有机会把那个劝人和好的事情能够把福音送出去。
We have peace of God, and we also have this ministry to spread the gospel of God.
很奇妙。
Amazingly.
他说我蒙了怜悯，承受了这个职分。保罗这么说。
And Paul said, I received mercy to have this ministry.
他说我也不妙讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来。
And I wouldn't boast about all kinds of theories, but the truth of God.
好像神在神的面前把自己举荐给个人的良心。
And so that I can recommend myself in conscience before you and in God.
我们这第几位弟兄姊妹受完training以后，这个七月份的第一个主日在这里做了见证。
And after these brothers and sisters has been trained, they had their testimony here.In the first Sunday of July.
美好的见证。
A very beautiful testimony.
我从前不能的，我现在可以谦卑。
I cannot, but now I can be humble.
你们可以自己听，回到网页上听他们在主面前的见证。
You can actually go back and listen the testimony again through the internet.
我们求主怜悯我们。
May Lord have mercy on us.
他们知道。好像保罗这样讲，他说我们不是原来不是传自己。
And just like Paul said, we're not just preach ourselves.
乃是要传耶稣基督为主。
But preach Jesus Christ the Lord.
他能够传出去是说这些事情这些宝是因为宝贝在我们这个瓦器的里面。
And because we have this treasure in this earthen vessel.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们。
To reveal this great power is not of us but of God.
他们传福音，他们受苦，他受保罗传基督受苦的信息。
They suffered in sharing gospel, but in the message is the suffering Christ.
所以他们也就交通在基督的受苦的里面。
And they had this fellowship with Christ in his suffering.
他就有溢出基督的苦楚。
And he will, they have this fellowship.
因为所有传福音的人必须是连于基督的。
And everyone who'sShare the gospel needs to be united with the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
他不停在那一个苦难的里面。
No, he's not just ended in that suffering.
他三天以后死里复活。
After 3 days, he resurrected.
胜过众仇敌,
overcome all the enemies.
父将他高举, 举到至高,
and Father raised him up to the Most High.
叫天上地上地底下的, 无不口称耶稣基督为主,
for those whoever are on heaven or earth, they will bow down and proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord.
万膝要跪拜, 万口要承认他是主,
every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.
他们有份于基督的苦难, 也有份于基督的荣耀。
Here we are with him in his suffering, will be with him in his glory.
这一个福音叫失丧的人得安慰,
and this gospel will comfort the lost,
得医治,
and will cure the lost,
得拯救,
and will save the lost.
所以保罗说, 传信的都同受苦处, 也同得安慰。
And the Paul said that the one who shares the gospel and the who listens are suffering together and are comforted together.
我们弟兄已经交通过, 保罗说, 我们既多受基督苦楚, 就靠基督多得安慰。
And Paul said that we suffered more with Christ and we had comfort more from Christ.
我们受患难呢, 是为叫你们得安慰, 得拯救。
And we suffered just for your salvation.
我们得安慰呢, 也是叫你们得安慰。
And we're comforted and for your comfort as well.
这个安慰就叫你们能够经, 忍受我们所同样受的那个苦楚。
And because of this comfort, bear all the sufferings.
我们就知道我们是同受苦楚, 也同得安慰。
And that you know that we share in this comfort, and we share in this suffering, and we share in this comfort.
基督耶稣的恩典,
the grace of Christ Jesus.
传到马其顿,
spread to Macedonia.
马其顿的心, 叫建立了马其顿的众教会。
And produced all the churches in Macedonia.
所以等到到了 刚刚我们读的第八章开始的时候,
then we just read the beginning of chapter 8.
保罗在这里讲,
Paul said here,
弟兄们, 我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
Brothers, I want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonia churches.
当然从下文来看, 保罗在这里告诉他们的是他们奉献的恩典。
And maybe by context, it says that this is a grace of their service to saints.
是供给圣徒的恩典。
It's their providence to saints.
是因为他们得到恩典, 也愿意把这个恩典供应出去。
Because they received grace and they like to share the grace.
主若许可, 我们可以在 能够交通到奉献的真理的时候, 我们再来详细的思想这件事情。
If Lord permit, next time when we share about this offerings, we'll share more on this truth.
这一个从得到恩典, 供应恩典的知识,
and this is a ministry to receive grace, and it's a ministry to provide grace.
我就觉得在神的恩典里面, 我就想到, 你记不记得, 多年前, 我有一个在工作上生意的一个朋友,
Do you remember that many years ago I have a business friend?
他那个时候也是, 他, 我们就是工作上的一个相识而已。
It's someone I knew through business.
他来到 Kansas City, 我们在一起讲话, 交通。
We had some conversation when he came to Kansas City.
后来才知道, 我们知道, 他原来他刚刚丧失他的所亲爱的妻子。
And later we learned that he just lost his beloved wife.
他就一直在这里讲述说, 他说我问了各样的神明, 问了各样的东西, 但是都没有办法治好他。
He said that he asked, he seeked help from all kinds of deities and she didn't get cured.
他说甚至我问了一个, 我们不讲, 别称的名号。我们他问了一个人，他就问他说，为什么他这样子已经医治好了，然后又再复发，然后又去就这样子走掉了。他说，我问了你们这么多事情，到最后你最后告诉我说，对不起，我找不到他，在这个名册上我找不到这个人。
And he had so many questions and confusions about seeking help from some deities and why his wife seems to get cured and then the situation comes back again.
他带了满心的苦恼跟疑惑来到 Kansas City.
He was so confused and was in such a suffering and he went to Kansas City.
感谢主给我们一些我们能够蒙到主教在福音上在我们叫我们认识主的福音。
And thank the Lord, we can share with them the gospel that saved us.
我们没有讲什么话，就告诉他，劳苦担重担的可以到神这里来，你们就可以得安息。
And we didn't speak much. We just said, "There's a heavy burden. You can come before the Lord, and you will have rest."
浪子浪荡在外面，可以回到神的家里。
And the prodigal son can come back to the house of God.
他好像被打醒了一样。
And he was touched and like struck and awake.
我们说信他的就是接待他的名的人，他们就神就赐给你们权柄做神的儿女。
And those who believe and those who receive him, God will give them the privilege to be the children of God.
福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
Gospel is the power of God to save everyone who believes.
他说我要。
He said, I want it.
我们坐在希尔顿饭店的 coffee shop 里面。
We were sitting in the coffee shop of Hilton Hotel.
他在那里大哭。
And he cried a lot there.
在那里悔改。
And he repented there.
他说我找到父亲了。
He said, I found the blessing.
我里面得到释放了。
And I was relieved.
他把后面所有的生意和行程就 cancel 掉了。
And then he canceled all his business journeys.
他在 Kansas City 受浸的。我还记得。
He was baptized in Kansas City.
当天晚上，我们就说，那我们晚上有查经聚会，你就来参加我们的。
And that night, and I said we have a Bible study at night. Just come join us.
他还以为他后来跟我们讲说。他季先生，季弟兄，你告诉我，我以为我到你家去喝茶，一起查经呢。
And at that time he said that because in Chinese the pronunciation is the same, he thought the Bible study means drink some tea.
你不要懂很多。
You don't need to know much.
你只要信。
Just believe.
神在基督耶稣里已经成了那救赎的恩典，你要接受就是你的。
God has accomplished the saving grace in Christ Jesus.If only you receive it.
人的尽头是神的起头。
The end of man is the beginning of God.
你要知道，其实在马其顿的教会形成。
If you knew that about the journey of the journey to the Macedonian churches,
是靠着神的恩典的。
It's by the grace of God.
它是一个众教会。
These are the all churches.
如果我们做生意的人来讲的话，经营者、企业的拥有者要讲求企业管理的，对不对
？And for a businessman, we talk about management.
你说要讲究市场吗？那我们要讲求市场，要有经营的法则，对不对
？Or there's rules of the marketing.
很奇妙，最近一个多月以前。
It's amazing about a month ago.
我们弟兄郭浩弟兄他们在服事上面有一个地方叫做华为。
And our brother Wu Hao, he served in a place called Huawei.
当一个企业的这一个拥有者，这个企业很大呀，他们在整个中国有二十几个工业区啊。
It's a very big business. It has about more than 20 industrial base throughout the country.
一个工业区就好像一个 city 一样。
It's with those industrial bases are like a city.
可是这一个经营者
，But this businessman, manager,
owner,
the owner.
他在召集全公司的这个集会开会。
He called all employees.
因为他公司发生了一些事情。
Because something happened in this business.
他对员工说：“哎，我讲这个话是因为我们有弟兄在那里是高级员工，参加了这个聚会。”
And he said, because we know that because we have some brothers who is a high profile employee there.
是因为我们的。五号弟兄他们有弟兄姊妹在那边，就在他开会的时候，就围着那一个厂区在那里祷告。
And because that during that meeting, there are brothers and sisters, they circle around this meeting place and pray.
他跟他员工讲。
And this owner said.
他说我思索怎么来应对今天这个情况呢。
I thought about how to react to the situation today.
他说我焦头烂额，没有出路。
And I have no way.
绝望。
Desperated.
无可救药。
Beyond cure.
就在这个时候。
At that moment.
嘣，又发生一件事。
One thing happened.
这一次，他这个人，他就带了有一个自杀防治中治疗中最好的团队。
There's a man who brought a best team to prevent suicide.
这个 team 是基督徒，是一个牧师，还有是一个基督教的团队。
This is a team of Christians, including a pastor.
这个团队一到了他厂区以后，他带着他们一起去了以后，就在这个集会的里面，就跟他讲说：“你们当中哪几位是基督徒？站起来，站起来。”
And this team, when they come to the places and said, "Among you who are Christians, stand up, stand up."
在国内有些地方是不可以表态的哟。
You know that in mainland China there are places where you cannot proclaim your faith.
弟兄们常常在那里祷告说：“主啊，求你在我们让我们在这个厂区里面能够传你的福音，因为我们得到与人和好的那一个事情，与你和好，我们也愿意把这和好的知识你托给我们，求你托给我们，让我们能够把福音传出去。”
And many brothers prayed that in this factory area to give us a chance so that we can spread your gospel.
他们在那里哭喊。
And they cried out to the Lord.
祷告。
And prayed.
哎，这些基督徒居然敢站起来。
And it's amazing that these Christians, they are bold enough to stand up.
他说：“你们一起来，我们就为这件事情祷告。”
The pastor said, "Come together, let us pray for this situation."
所有的员工在敌对 owner.
And all the employees, they were against the owner.
只有基督徒站起来为这个人为他的公司为他的人来祷告。
And the Christians stand it up and pray for the owner and pray for this business.
他哭了。
And he cried.
他感动。
And he's moved.
这是奇妙。
He said, "It's amazing."
怎么会有这种事？
How come this happened?
这些人都是因着叫敌对的，然后要怎么样，为了事务上。可是基督徒在一起祷告，怎么能够替我祷告，为我求恩典呢？叫我能够处理这个事啊。
And he thought everyone else was against him, but how come these Christians stand up and prayed for me and asked for grace that I can solve this situation?
其他有很多的员工嘛。
There are so many other employees.
刚好他们这些弟兄们就有机会跟他们讲那一个 the way of salvation.
And it gives these Christian brothers an opportunity to share with other employees the way of salvation.
你可以用经营的手段去经营你的事业。
You could manage your business with management skill.
但是你不能经营主的教会。
But you cannot manage the church of God.
主的事需要主的方法来做。
And the matter of God needs the way of God.
也需要主呼召他的合用的器皿来完成他的指示。
And need the calling of the Lord for his suitable vessel to accomplish it.
今天的情形还在继续发展。
And the situation is still going on.
别的工厂也有种类似的情形，罢工停产。
And there are similar situations happened in other factories, and some strikes, and the produce line has been stopped.
可是我们的弟兄在那里说，主啊，感谢你啊，你把门打开，福音的门打开来了。
But our brothers were giving thanks to the Lord, thank the Lord, that a door of gospel has been opened for us.
二十多个厂区，是二十多像二十多个城市一样的，这么多人在里面。
And this almost over 20 bases, like 20 cities.
有这么多世上的灵魂在里面。
So many lost souls in it.
我们需要更多的同工，要主要求你兴起更多同工来陪他，来一起祷告，来这里来为福音祷告。
We need more praying partners to pray for God's gospel.
钱真的能使鬼推磨吗？
Yeah, really, money talks.
一个是马门是主，一个是主做主。
One side is mammon, and on the other side is the Lord.
是主做主呢，还是马门做主呢？
It's really, the Lord is your Lord, or mammon is your Lord.
有的是钱做不到。
There are things that money can never accomplish.
神却是无所不在、无所不能的。
But God is everywhere, and He there's nothing hard for Him.
保罗在腓立比说
in the book of Philippians, Paul said,
那靠着加给我力量的，我凡事都能行。
I can do everything because of the one who gives me strength.
你愿意在这个恩典上有份吗？
Are you willing to partake this grace?
你已经得到恩典人 的弟兄姊妹，你愿意在这个恩典上让我们能够更多的经历神的丰富吗？
And those brothers who have already received this grace, are you willing to experience more of His riches?
我们唱首诗歌。
Let's sing the hymn.